Chapter 4. The New Teacher. Soon after we moved to the strawberry pink villa, Mother decided I must have some kind of education. "There's no hurry," said Leslie. "Jerry can read, can't he? And I can teach him to shoot and sail." "I think he should learn to dance," said Margot. "He should study literature," said Larry. "Everything else will follow naturally from that." "Perhaps he can learn those things later," said Mother. "First, he needs some basic mathematics and perhaps French." "He only has one interest," said Larry. "Every time I open a matchbox, an insect comes out of it. I wanted to light a cigarette this morning, and an enormous bee flew out at me." "There was a caterpillar in my matchbox," said Leslie. "I found a jar of horrible worms in my bedroom," Margot added.
"He doesn't mean any harm," said Mother. "It's because he's so interested in all these things."
"It's probably a phase he will grow out of," added Larry.
"Jerry's been like this since he was 2, said Mother, "and he isn't growing out of it."
"Well, if he must learn, George can teach him. He's a good teacher," said Larry.
"That's a good idea," said Mother. "Will you go and ask him, Larry?"
George was a writer and a friend of Larry's. His letters describing Corfu were the reason we moved to the island. George brought me books from his own library. We studied geography, English, French, and mathematics. He also taught me biology. George taught me to write my observations in a diary. I discovered I could remember things better when I wrote them down. I began to learn about nature in a serious way after this. George used my love of biology to make all my lessons more interesting. One day, I couldn't understand a problem about men building a wall, so George asked me, "If it takes 2 caterpillars a week to eat 8 leaves, how long does it take 4 caterpillars to eat the same amount?" Caterpillars were much easier to understand than men building walls. In geography, we drew maps filled with beautiful pictures. The jungles were full of tigers, gorillas, and snakes. The oceans had whales, dolphins, and sharks. Rivers were filled with fish and crocodiles. When we studied Hannibal crossing the Alps, I learned the names of each elephant and that a special soldier made hot water bottles to keep the elephant's toes warm. We also had some lessons outside. Our favourite place was a small bay where we observed the sea creatures and had water fights. After a while, George decided this wasn't educational enough, and we lay in the shallow water with little fish swimming around our legs while George taught me history. The famous English admiral, Lord Nelson, was watching birds through his telescope when he saw the French ships approaching. As the French got closer, the English sailors knew their captain wasn't frightened because he continued labelling his collection of birds' eggs, George explained. The fishermen waved to us as they went past in their boats. The sun shone on the sea and on the hills behind us. Sea creatures played around our legs and feet. I remember those lessons in the sunny bay as some of the best moments of my life.